This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, President Trump walked out of Walter Reed late yesterday afternoon, early evening, hopped on Marine One, flew back to the White House, and the mainstream media went nuts. Listen to this headline from the Associated Press. Now, I'm going to read the headline, and I'm going to tell you why it's a lie. It says, Trump, comma, still infectious, comma, back at White House, dash, without a mask. Okay, what's wrong with what I just said?
Well, first of all, Captain, I don't think they'd let him out of the hospital.
No, there's no think about it, Kyle. Yeah. Kyle, hold it. Time out. Freeze. There's no thinking about it. He wouldn't have walked out of the hospital unless he was okayed and not infectious. Period. That's it. End of story.
Yep, I absolutely agree.
Yeah, so keep going.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't let him out of the hospital, first of all, and then second of all, it just seems as though, again, it's this kind of an attack kind of headline that it just smacks of the typical fake news kind of thing.
Yeah, and the other thing was they said, well, here he is without a mask, and he was given the thumbs up. Do you know where he was when they took that picture without a mask?
He was up on the balcony, I think.
He was outside.
And
he also gave a speech standing with his back to the group outside, telling everybody he was okay and all that stuff. But here's the deal, okay? And people just, they can't stand it. And this Jennifer Rubin, is she with the New York Times? Is that correct?
I believe so, yes. So she's, the Washington Post.
Okay, Washington Post. Okay, she needs to be out of a job. That woman is a moron with the comment that she made. Again, these people, what is it with these people that they can't understand that you have someone who fell ill and was perhaps in a position where who knows what would have happened, but thanks to the modern medicine that we have available to us, to a couple of experimental theories of policies that they use and all that sort of stuff, practices, we have a president that's 74 years old, and just he says he feels 20 years younger.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, part of this is to keep the focus off this very important news that if, God forbid, somebody gets COVID, we have an arsenal of things to be able to treat people with.
Right.
Obviously, you try your best, you stay safe, but if it were to happen, odds are you're going to be okay, and the president even taking some of these quote-unquote experimental, you know, cutting-edge, treatments says an awful lot. And this Jennifer Rubin, as you're talking about, she tweeted out that she thought that maybe Congress should defund Walter Reed Medical Center, calling it a public health hazard, because of the way that I suppose President Trump was released, or that they think that he was okay to return to the White House.
Now, we had Joe Biden in Miami, in a little Haiti, in a little Havana today. Did you know that?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
He had 10 people in Little Haiti. He had 24 people in Little Havana. And our friend Leo from Miami was there with a couple of hundred of his flag wavers from Latinos for Trump, just out of the range of the cameras.
Well, this is becoming kind of the norm, you know, in many ways. We're seeing very little people show up, and I really don't think, Captain, that it has to do with, well, we're all maintaining our social distance and I don't need to go see the candidate even at a distance. I think people just aren't showing up.
Well, Joe Biden was busy in Miami trying to tell everybody that he wasn't a communist or a socialist, and you know why he was doing that, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
The Cubans, especially the older Cubans who actually were under Fidel Castro and the ones that came here, the second wave under the boats and all that sort of stuff, he was trying to convince them that he wasn't a bad person. He is a bad person. Go read the Communist Manifesto called the Democratic National Party Platform. Go read that, 92 pages. By the way, I got a copy of it right behind me.
Well, you know, Captain, the very fact that Joe Biden has to go out and try to mitigate that whole perception that, you know, there's a lot of Democrat socialists who would embrace basically communism, that speaks volumes.
Yeah. Now, the person that they're not talking about in all this is Melania Trump, because she came down positive for this, too. And a message was released today that she was feeling good and will continue to rest at home, and that's good. She's younger than the president by, I guess, about 20 years or thereabouts, but she's in better shape, and of course, that's the understatement of the year, but she's in better shape and she's doing well. So that's good. That's all you can hope for. So hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, you couldn't make this stuff up about Joe Biden if you tried. The guy is out there, well, I'm not a socialist, I'm not a communist, in Miami, of all places, trying to convince the Cubans, and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They're not voting for Joe Biden. Oh, well, wait till I come back. I got more. Lots more.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. And this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for probably about 5 years right now, thereabouts. And I started taking it because of the problems that I've got. Obviously, I've got some injuries, nagging injuries that won't go away. And I have an ankle that swells up on a regular basis, a leg that swells up too. And other than having to take some sort of narcotic, which I refuse to do, the natural product that takes care of that swelling and inflammation is Relief Factor. And it works for me. I take it, and a couple hours later, my leg is back down where it's supposed to be, and I'm feeling better, and it doesn't hurt, and this, that, and the other, and my ankle too. So guess what? If you want something that's drug-free, 100% drug-free, that supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort, it's called Relief Factor. It alleviates pain right at its source. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and that's all you got to do. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. If it doesn't work in that time, you're only out $20. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And find out what it's all about. And believe me, you'll be thanking me for it. I can't even tell you how many people have told me how thankful they are that I told them about this. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got our friend Mike in Clearwater on the line. Good morning, Mr. Mike in Clearwater. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Captain. You know, Professor, I was just talking to the Captain, and I said, well, what do you think about Matt Bruce 2024? Doesn't that sound good, Professor?
Well, if I know the Captain.
I will. Believe me when I tell you, Mike, I am in a more powerful position sitting where I'm at right now with my voice on the radio than I could ever be running for any public office, because I've got politicians coming to me. Can I be on your show? Will you record me? I don't want to get up early. I said, well, if you don't want to get up early, I'm not voting for you.
Absolutely, Captain. The good people are the early risers.
You bet.
Or the people that stay up all night. Going to the point of my call, Professor, I think it's really a simple concept, right? It's not rocket science. If you all want to go back to the way we were back in March, April, and May of this year, and what the people in California are going through right now, then by all means vote for Joe Biden. If you want to sit at home and not be able to work and not have any income and end up having to go bankrupt because you couldn't keep up with your bills, then by all means vote for Joe Biden, because he said that he's going to shut down the country if he gets elected. Now, we all know he's in trouble with the law enforcement. They're not going to vote for him.
No.
He's in trouble with the military. They're not going to vote for him. He's in trouble with the blacks, the Hispanics. None of those want anything to do with it. The people are getting smart, I think.
Yep.
And I just want to see what the captain and your views on that are.
Well, thank you, Mike, and I appreciate the call. All right. Now, Kyle, I will tell you this much from a firsthand perspective, from talking to law enforcement around the country, from being in and out of all these different chat rooms and these different groups that I belong to, and talking to them most of the day and into the evenings, whatnot, because that's what I do as I'm doing my show prep, as well as my brother and sister firefighters and emergency management and emergency medical people. They are not going to support this Democratic candidate, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, because of their positions, their previous positions on, yes, well, we're going to defund the police, and then turn around saying, oh, no, I never meant that. I'm going to reallocate the funds. We need to have a psychiatrist on a rescue call. We need to have a socialist on the, or I'm sorry, a psychiatrist or psychologist on a man with a gun call. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and I appreciate Mike's call as well. And you know, over the weekend we actually kind of ventured out. We went out and had dinner at an outdoor place, and it was actually kind of nice. But where we were at was a shopping mall, basically, and there were a lot of people around. Everybody was wearing masks and all those kinds of things. But I thought to myself, you know, I can't imagine that a lot of these people, some of them may vote for Biden anyway, one would think. We're in Southern California, for goodness sake, but my thought was, people aren't going to want to go vote for somebody who's going to make sure everything gets shut down again. And so I'm with Mike on that. And especially, Captain, when you think about thousands and thousands of people just in California alone, who work at Disneyland, for example, or people all across the country who work at, or did work at, Regal Cinemas. They're closing down their cinemas until next year, basically.
Yeah, and it's terrible, and all those people out of work.
Exactly. And so, it's all the other, businesses and other things that people can't go do, that is really, really tough. Because we know so much more about this virus, because we know how to stay safe, to have a candidate who will simply say, hey, if a couple of quote-unquote experts get together, I'm shutting down your life again. People aren't going to go for that.
Well, let me just point out to the listeners that are listening. We said this last night, and we got very involved in the numbers, but I'll be kind of basic with the numbers tonight. I won't be as specific as I was last night. We know that anywhere from 10 to 15% more blacks are supporting the president right now, correct?
Yep.
And we know anywhere from 15 to 20% more Hispanics are supporting the president, right?
Yep.
End of story. Biden's gone.
Well, one would think.
He can't win without those numbers being a lot lower. And by a lot lower, I mean it's got to be half that for him to win. And it's not going to happen. That's why he's down in little Cuba in little Haiti going, well, I'm not a socialist. I'm not a communist. I'm happy Joe Biden. Look at me. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but you know what, Captain? He could not parade up onto the stage. Bernie Sanders and AOC and the other real power players in the Democrat Party right now and have them say the same thing, and because nobody would buy it from them.
Now, speaking of what nobody would buy, Michigan Governor Whitmer, and I won't tell you what Ron Edwards likes to call her, but Michigan Governor Whitmer is... she slammed the Michigan Supreme Court for striking down her emergency COVID orders, which were, in my opinion, unconstitutional. And guess what? The Supreme Court thought so, too, in Michigan.
Well, the Supreme Court of Michigan did think so, Captain, and she said she was, it was very sad because they undermined, get this, her emergency rule.
Yeah, her emergency rule. Queen
right.
Whitmer.
Yeah, but so again, she talked about this was down a Republican, a narrow Republican vote.
Yeah.
But I just want to point this out. The whole notion that Supreme Court, State Supreme Court, or the Supreme Court of the United States, that's not a tribunal where you get somebody on there
right.
to vote certain ways.
Yeah.
But he's kind of, making it look like that.
And for our listeners that are tuning in tonight up there in Michigan, first of all, thank you. Second of all, vote the Democrats out. They have ruined your state. They've ruined your state. Give the Republicans a chance. Give them at least one term to turn your state around and give you the type of life that you had before Governor Whitmer and some of the other Democrats came in there and ruined your state.
Well, right. And Captain, see, but this is the very heart of the matter. If it's unconstitutional, it's unconstitutional. And the legislative process is there. Constitutional change is possible. But the Supreme Court is, as I said, not a tribunal. They're not voting against
it. It's the final say in the state they're in.
That's right.
Yep.
But they're interpreting the law, and she doesn't like that, I guess.
Yeah. Now, Senator Ted Cruz scorched, and I mean scorched, CBS News over what probably was the most complete indictment of media bias ever involving Joe Biden and an accuser of Joe Biden that was claiming that he had done some things that weren't necessarily above board in the past.
Well, right, yeah, and I think this is the one about Tara Reid, the story about Tara Reid,
that's right.
And so this is, again, very serious stuff. I mean, every single time that we have these kinds of allegations, it has to be taken very seriously. But again, for some reason, if it's Joe Biden or sometimes the generic garden variety Democrat, it seems to get treated a little differently. Doesn't it seem, Captain?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to spend a lot of time on this next topic, the battle for America. But not right now. I'm going to do it in the next segment because we need more time than what we got left here. But the battle for America is on, folks. The Democratic platform, 92 pages, is right behind me, and I'm going to get into that. But I'm also going to get into something else. Kyle, Joe Biden got caught plagiarizing the comment, build back better. Do you know where that came from?
I think it was Boris Johnson, I think.
That's correct.
Yeah,
it came from, it's a trademarked comment made by Boris Johnson when he ran for election in England, in the United Kingdom. And Joe Biden stole that comment from him and is using it. Again, that's called plagiarism. Not the first time he's done that sort of stuff. There's your candidate, Democrats, plagiarizing Joe Biden. All right, Kyle, hang on. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up, folks. It's there to be found.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Val Dior. According to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly, President Trump may not be out of the woods yet, but he's headed home to sleep in his own bed. The president discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center and has returned to the White House to continue his fight against COVID. He'll be monitored by a medical team 24/7 until he's deemed in the clear. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump tweeting earlier that she's feeling good and resting at home as well. Earlier Monday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany revealed she's tested positive for the coronavirus and will start the quarantine process immediately. Legendary Florida State coach Bobby Bowden tested positive for COVID-19. The 90-year-old confirming the diagnosis on Monday to police officers in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, were shot earlier Monday. According to a tweet from the ATF, we do know a 5-year veteran officer, Kevin Collins, did not survive, and a 20-year veteran officer, Rafe Isaac, being treated at a hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Larry Elder, and you'll be able to see Larry Elder along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, Charlie Kirk, and yours truly, me, the Captain, on October the 23rd, down in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. I will be there up on stage, and we're going to have the Salem Conservative Summit. It's going to be the conservative event of the year down there in Sarasota. Go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com. Get your tickets and come on down and see us and be a part of the solution, not the problem. Be happy to see you there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico.com is a website, GEICO.com. Go over there and give them an opportunity to see if they can save you money like they have me. They've been my insurance company for going on 15 years, and every year I've been able to save money compared to what it would have been had I been with another company. It's just that simple. And by the way, I just got a nice big 15% discount because that's what they're doing for their new customers and their existing customers, giving you 15% back on your premium during this coronavirus COVID pandemic thing going on until the end of the year. So Geico, GEICO.com. Check them out and see what they can do for you. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So Joe Biden was caught plagiarizing Boris Johnson's slogan, Build Back Better. No comment from the Biden campaign, who was, by the way, asked about this, and nobody said a word. But lying, he also lied about something else and got into big trouble. It cost him probably his first shot at the presidential race. That was back in 1987. He plagiarized several times during his campaign
again, from a United Kingdom a politician. He lied about coming from a family of coal miners.
I know. You know, I still laugh about it because I remember that, you know, and I was studying political science at the time, and I remember in that race, Joe Biden, he was plagiarizing a Neil Kinnock, and it's really almost a one-to-one correspondence of the kinds of story he would tell, same thing that Kinnock would tell, and Kinnock was a very powerful orator and very passionate, and Biden tried to sort of emulate that, but I thought at the time, well, he's going to be kind of toasted here. He's going to have to drop out pretty soon, and he did, but he stuck around, and now he's back.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't care what the mainstream media is going to try to do to President Trump. It's not going to work. It's just, as a matter of fact, it's a laughing matter right now. Because I heard again, oh, Joe Biden's up by 14 points. He's stretching out his lead. No, he's not. No, he's not. Folks, go do a little research and go find out what I know about that I've told you about. That was a poll, that was a subscription poll that's made up predominantly of Democrats that's not going to change come hell or high water because that's the way it is, and it leans over 7% to the left.
Well, of course. And you know, Captain O, we often talk about narrative, and the narrative has to be that Biden's winning, he's super far up in the polls. Even though they know that he's really not, they know that it's very, very bad. But if they were to come out and say, hey, Trump is leading, then that's going to go against their very nature of trying to unseat Donald Trump.
Well, here we go. The battle for America is on. There's no denying it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And the Democratic Party's platform clearly spells out what they're going to do if they take back power in Washington, D.C. And, folks, the time to wake up is now. If you don't believe me, go get your hands, and just Google it, go get your hands on the Democratic Party platform, 92 pages. Take a look at it. Print it if you can. If you can't, then take a look at each page and see what's in there. And I'm going to highlight some of it right now. Now, the Democrats officially approved their new party platform, outlining a sweeping set of policies on key issues, including health care, climate change, and the economy. Now, when it comes to Medicare for All, the official Democratic agenda does not support Medicare for All, the universal single-payer health care proposal championed by Senator Bernie Sanders. However, it does support the government taking control of health care, expanding upon Obamacare, which has not worked, in my opinion. How about you?
No, not at all.
And that's what they want to do. Now, that's called the Biden plan. Now, follow with me, folks. There's the Democratic National Platform and the Biden plan. And you'll find out when I talk about a couple of things here that the Biden plan is even worse than the Democratic National Party. Because while they did not say specifically they wanted to defund the police, they did say they wanted to reallocate funds from police agencies to public programs that would help with things such as the prioritizing the mental health aspect, if they get police calls and getting rid of the criminal justice system as it stands right now, revamping it from top to bottom. They want national standards governing the use of force, including banning all chokeholds. They also want to eliminate cash bail. If you commit a crime, you just go in there and go, okay, come on back. Your court date is so-and-so, such and such, and back you come. That's what they want to do. And, again, when it comes to the police training, they want them to get all the sensitivity training, but they want to reallocate the funds, not defund them altogether, reallocate the funds, and that's the Joe Biden aspect here.
Well, that's right, Captain. And by the way, when it comes to law enforcement and their platform, they also do talk about the idea that somehow Police officers are on the front line responding to social challenges for which they have not been trained, including, I'm just skipping here a little bit, homelessness and mental health crises. Now, wait a minute. Last time I checked, Captain, police were highly trained to deal with any situation that would come up in the course of doing their duty. And this whole misnomer that police can't talk people down or deal with people, that somehow they need a clipboard holding psychologist or something next to them on a call where somebody has a weapon or a machete or something like that, they've got to be able to protect the innocent. I mean, how long is this going to go on where they keep trying to make us think that the police are a bunch of dolts and don't know what to do? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and the other thing, of course, was the fact that firefighters are very highly trained, too, and emergency medical people and that sort of thing, because we're sometimes the first ones on the scene where the police haven't been called because it wasn't a situation where you had need to have the police, and then suddenly it deteriorates rapidly. Now, also, when it comes to the economy, the U.S. economy, according to Bernie Sanders, is rigged against the American people, and he had all kinds of wacky comments made here, but here is, for example, what the Democrats specifically plan on doing. They want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2026. They also want to invest in infrastructure, including high-speed rail. And we were going to go through the high-speed rail down here in Tampa, but it was a waste of time. Who the hell was going to get on a train and go anywhere when you can drive just as fast and be where you want to be?
Right. That's right. Well, government, you know, they think you need that.
And get this. The Democrats also want to take aggressive steps to encourage home ownership by increasing affordable housing. Well, what's affordable to them might not be affordable to, say, the builder.
That's true. That's true. It becomes picking winners and losers, basically. But again, it's always the same message. And actually, that was the very funny quip that Ronald Reagan would often use, and that is, what are the scariest words, basically? I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. You know, they believe truly somehow that they have all the right answers. And one size fits all, by the way.
And then they want to give a $15,000 tax credit to first-time home buyers. I've heard that before. That's, you know, it is what it is. Then their platform promises to reject every effort to cut, privatize, or weaken Social Security. And they specifically cite President Trump's push to cut payroll taxes, which they say will defund the government Social Security effort and make it bankrupt by 2023. Well, that's not what the president said when he suggested what he did. It was just a temporary moratorium on individuals not having to have that money taken out of their paychecks, but the companies that they work for were still going to hold the money back, and then they were going to pay it at a later date.
Well, that's right. But again, it's always based on the terrifying people that this is going to be taken away from you, when clearly it's not.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yeah, Eric, you are right. Fire medics and police, firefighters, EMS are the jack of all trades. Tough job, tough hours, tough people, and we get it done. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, number one for the evening. And it is brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. Truck on into that pilot or Flying J. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about them on the radio, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, because I told you that's what was going to happen, and it will. Now, the other thing is, become a member of the Drivers Club. Accumulate those points when you buy fuel, or when you buy food, or when you buy something in the store, and then use them again later for something else, or use them on some of the special things that they'll have coming up. Holidays are coming, Christmas and all that, and you'll be able to get some great stuff by being a member of the Flying J and Pilot Travel Center Drivers Club. And we're going to get started right now.
We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you know me, or recognize my face. Say you don't care, go.
knee-deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Got 2 minutes, run away, eating up the night. Loud Tony plays a mambo, listen to the radio. Don't you remember that? We built this city, that's right. We built this city on rock.
A little Jefferson Starship there for you from days gone by. And I'll tell you what, they were at it, and when they were going really good, weren't they, Kyle?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite Jefferson Starship songs because it's a Bernie Taupin lyric, and people will recognize him from his collaboration over the years with Elton John. So, yeah.
Yeah, and there you go. Now, let's take a look at what's going on here because I'm going to read the statement, and then you take it out west there. Mainly tranquil weather will prevail for much of the country through Tuesday. There are critical fire weather conditions forecast from the Rockies into the plains. Elsewhere, periods of heavy rainfall are expected for parts of Florida because the tropics have now become more active and impacts along portions of the Gulf Coast, especially the northern Gulf Coast, towards the weekend or the early part of next week are possible because we have got a major hurricane brewing. And I'll tell you all about that. Kyle, take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, we're going to have sort of a double-edged sword coming into the Pacific Northwest of parts of Northern California as well. Just very briefly, we're looking at having some cooler weather, but also some perhaps significant rainfall in the region. That will help the firefighters get the upper hand on these fires, first and foremost. But in the wake of all the burn areas, you could still have flash floods and mudslides as well. So we'll be monitoring that, but we're looking at that towards the end of the week, Friday through about next Sunday or so. Again, very briefly tonight, we still have those air quality alerts in southern Oregon, and again, hopefully rainfall and weather change will help with that a lot. Air quality alert still down the I-25 corridor near Denver and Fort Collins up into Cheyenne, Wyoming, and across I-80 to Laramie. The wildfire smoke and air quality alerts hanging around. Same story, of course, in the Central Valley of California. And we still should see some cooling, but still hot in the Southwest at 103 degrees in Palm Springs and 101 in Phoenix.
All righty. Well, we've got some in the Dallas Metroplex area. We've got some areas there of what looks like stagnant air, as well as down south of San Antonio. That's a result of the high temperatures that have been just going day after day after day. Other than that, there's a gale warning up on Lake Superior tonight. And you've got some windy conditions in the mountains of West Virginia as well as the eastern part of Kentucky. Got some rain along the eastern side of Florida. But the Keys tonight, rain and gale warnings down there. And here we go, folks. We have got Hurricane Delta, which has developed very rapidly, and it's going to become at least a Category 2 storm, maybe a Category 3. It's got a very wide swath right now for where it could be coming in. The western part of Louisiana, almost over on the Texas line again, all the way over to east of Pensacola, Florida, the other side of Frank Salvato in Navarre, Florida. But the bullseye is on New Orleans again. And this storm is developing rapidly. The millibars, the pressure dropped down to 974, dropped over 30 points in one day yesterday, which means this is going to develop very quickly. Right now, sustained winds are 85 miles an hour, with some gusts up to 100. It's going to get a lot stronger than that. Now, dangerous storm surge and hurricane conditions are expected within portions of the northern Yucatan, the peninsula of Mexico, beginning tonight
and a hurricane warning is in effect there. Heavy rainfall and other will affect other portions of Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, western Cuba, the northern Yucatan Peninsula during the next few days, and this rainfall could lead to significant flash flooding and mudslides. Now, tropical storm conditions are expected in portions of the Cayman Islands beginning early Tuesday, and a tropical storm warning is in effect. Meanwhile, Hurricane Delta is forecast to approach the northern Gulf Coast later this week as a major hurricane, possibly this weekend, maybe over the weekend, maybe early Monday, Sunday over Monday. But while there's a large uncertainty in the track of intensity forecast, there is an increasingly strong risk of dangerous storm surge, wind, and rainfall hazards along the coast from Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle beginning Thursday night or Friday as these outer bands start to reach shore. Residents in these areas should once again ensure that they have their hurricane plan in place and monitor updates for the forecast of Delta. Now, this will be the fourth storm to affect that area this year.
Yeah, and that's just unbelievable, Captain. And, of course, that region can't really take much more. And, of course, as we watch the track, you know, you have the now post-tropical cyclone Gamma that is still sitting right there around the Yucatan Peninsula. I expect that Delta will simply gobble it up, one would think.
That's what it looks like. It looks like, and by the way, Gamma's been sitting there just developing rain and rain and rain and rain and rain, and that's what's going to happen. This is going to be a big-time rainmaker again, like we've seen before. As I said, you've had three storms in Louisiana, 50-plus inches of rain with those three storms. So here we go again, and who knows what we're going to have with this, because they haven't yet quite figured out what the rain's going to be. But the right side of the storm, which will keep it probably away from the Tampa Bay area by the looks of this, we may get some effects, but not much of anything. But I'll tell you, up there in the panhandle, west of Tallahassee, around Quincy, you'll start getting tropical storm effects all the way over to the center of the storm, wherever this comes in. And right now, looking at it, it's headed straight to New Orleans.
It certainly does look like that as we're looking at the track here. And, again, very, very, well, very serious, because if you have any kind of evacuation orders or local authorities tell you to do things, please just do it and get out of harm's way.
Right. And, of course, folks, we will keep you informed, but I would think along towards Thursday, I-10 is not the place where you're going to want to be, from Pensacola west over to New Orleans and possibly to the Texas line again. So if you're coming across country and you're a couple days out, you might want to pay attention to what I'm saying here. Get up on I-20 and stay up there for at least a little while until the storm passes, because by the time it gets up to you, up along I-20, it probably won't be, number one, a major hurricane. It'll just be a rainmaker. Right?
Exactly right, yes.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and very interesting evening going on here so far. Got a lot more stuff to talk about, and like I say, Donald Trump just became Captain Corona. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.